when you start to ask yourself those questions and when you start to explore those answers, it makes it a lot easier for you to decide which new things should I try next? What exercises should I be doing? How should I be eating? How should I approach this relationship? How do I approach this problem? Like, you got to ask yourself, like, what type of person do I want to be? All right. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to another episode. I know it's a little bit late to be saying Happy New Year right now. However, I've been spending about 90% of my time working towards the New Year Ninja Wellness Retreat that we have coming up, which I'm so excited for. Been putting so much energy into it right now. And so finally, I say 90% because 10% of that time, always around the New Year, I spend just really trying to reassess, reflect on the past year and plan and start to look ahead to what this new year is bringing me. And so I wanted to make this episode today to share some of my reflections over 2022 and to share some of my biggest lessons that I learned over the past year. Now why the heck do I want to be sharing my lessons? Why would you want to hear about my lessons? That's a great question. I find for myself personally that listening to what other people have reflected on can sometimes bring up things for myself that even if it doesn't relate 100%, I can always kind of find some things that do relate and I can relate it back to my life. And I just find that helpful. And so without further ado, I'm going to roll into my, I've got 10 lessons written down here, 10 lessons from 2022. So for me, lesson number one is ownership. So what do I mean by ownership? Ownership means you play a role in everything that you do, every single thing that happens to you, every single problem that I have. Whether it's a problem that I'm facing in a relationship, whether it's a problem that I'm facing in my business, whether it's a problem that I'm facing with my body or with my fitness and my nutrition, every single problem that I have is my problem and I impacted it in one way or another. And one of the big areas that I've realized this is just through counseling and through therapy and, you know, bringing up different problems that I have in different areas of my life and coming to the realization that, you know, let's take relationships, for example. If you have a relationship that you're struggling with, if you have a relationship that you have friction or resistance with, you played a role in that friction. You played a role in whatever problems came to be within that relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship, a friendship, whatever the case might be. It's coming to terms with the fact that you played a role in that, that you had a role in creating that problem. And of course, sometimes things happen outside of our control. Sometimes things are said that we didn't control. But there's a level of accountability that I've learned over the years, but especially reflecting over this past year, that has had to be taken. And when I take that level of accountability, when I take that ownership, it makes it a lot easier to start to work towards those things, to start to work towards improving those things. And so I've found over reflecting over 2022 that taking ownership over everything in my life has been a really big thing that's helped me be more successful in different areas of my life. So that's number one is ownership. Number two, don't be a hero for anyone but yourself. So I learned this one, late in 2022. This is a big lesson for me is, I had a martial arts tournament that was coming up. This was in March, I believe, of 2022. And, it was a provincial tournament and I was really not in a good place. I was struggling mentally. I had just lost my grandfather had just passed away. I think just a couple of weeks prior to that that tournament. And physically, I wasn't doing well. Like physically, my knee was bothering me. I felt tired. Like I was just in no position to be performing well. And I went into this tournament and, you know, because I felt like I had to, because I felt like being an instructor and being a black belt and being somebody that a lot of the kids do look up towards and that a lot of the parents do look to for leadership and guidance, I thought I have to go in and compete. I can push through this. I can overcome this. I can, you know, clear through the fog that I was feeling. And what ended up happening was I performed extremely poorly, got my ass kicked, and ended up falling, hitting my head as hard as I've ever hit it before. And I mean, like, I fell backwards. So essentially what happened is my opponent did a spinning kick. I caught the kick with both my arms, and the momentum of that kick swung me backwards with both my arms wrapped around my opponent's leg. I flung backwards, smashed the back of my head. I wear a helmet, and we have mats, like thin foam mats on the ground, the same ones that you typically see in like a daycare, that those types of foam puzzle mats on the ground. I hit my head, the back of my head on the ground, and immediately just felt this rush towards the front of my head, towards my forehead, my eyes. And I knew that it was bad when this happened. I tried to get up and I couldn't. I was pretty much literally seeing stars in that moment and just realizing that I was in a little bit of trouble. Eventually, after some time, I managed to get up again, being, you know, just trying to be the hero. I finished this fight, obviously performing very poorly. I was very uncoordinated. I hardly even knew where I was, to be honest. Finished the fight, had another fight coming up. Eventually I was talked out of it by the paramedics. They told me, don't fight. My wife told me don't fight. So I decided, okay, it's not worth it at this point. I'm already hurt enough. I walked away from that experience with a really bad concussion. Couldn't work for a few weeks, and it left me to really reflect on, like, why did I feel like I should be in there? Like, why did I feel like I needed to compete that day? Why couldn't I just say no? And it really came down to this idea that, you know, why am I doing this? Right? I had to ask myself this question. Is like, why am I doing it? What's the purpose here? What's the purpose for me to be going to this tournament? And what I realized was, on that day, it would have been an extremely successful day to just go and coach, because my students did amazing. There was some real milestones that were created that day. And it really forced me to question things a little bit more and to ask myself, like, what's the real reason why I feel like I should be doing this? And that you don't always have to do everything for everyone else. It's okay sometimes to step back and to do what feels right for you in that moment. And so that's number two. So you don't always have to be a hero for everyone else. I can be my own hero. And me being a hero that day for myself would have meant taking the rest that I needed and putting my energy and my attention on being a good coach, on being a good dad, on being a good teammate on that day. And that would have been heroic as well. So not being the hero that I think everybody needs me to be, but being the hero that I need me to be was a big lesson. Number three, pretty simple: concussions suck. I learned this the hard way. You know, I don't think that I ever really took concussions super seriously until I had one. And it was scary. It was a really scary experience. The headaches, the fuzziness, not being able to look at my computer, basically not being able to work for 2 weeks. I just felt really debilitated, and it was really scary to have an injury to my brain. And so really, really started to recognize how much concussions suck, how dangerous they really are. And that will change me moving forwards for sure. Number four, no one is going to save you but you. Now, there's not a single person who can do anything for you that you can't do. And let me explain. When you feel like you need to be saved, only you can save you. When you feel like you need support and you don't have it, that's on you. Nobody's going to fix your problems for you. Nobody's going to make you successful. Nobody's going to offer you a helping hand the way that you'll offer you a helping hand. Not your spouse, not your best friend, not your coworkers, not your boss, not your family. No one. No one is going to be able to help you but you. And this is a tough lesson to learn because oftentimes we feel stuck, we feel lost, we want help. And yes, you should reach out for help. Absolutely reach out for help in any areas of your life that you feel that you need help. Go and get it. But know that at the end of the day, no one can save you. It's on you. You can only save you. You have to take the steps to work hard in order to be successful. You have to put the hours in at the gym, at the office, you know, behind the scenes, the training. Nobody can make you a champion. Nobody can make you successful at what you want to be successful at, except for you. You have to do it. That's on you. Nobody's going to save you but you. Number five is listen to your body. Rest when you need to rest. This is something that I learned. I've been dealing with, you know, I feel like injury after injury after injury. And leaving 2021, I felt like I was just in like the worst shape that I had ever been in, you know, coming out of the pandemic and all these different things. And I started to really listen to my body more. Instead of focusing on the things that I felt that I should be doing all the time, instead of focusing on the things that I felt like I had to do, I have to get this type of workout in because this is the type of body that I want, or this is the type of body that I should have, so I need to do this type of workout. I really learned to listen to my body more. I really learned to adjust when I needed to adjust, particularly in my workouts, particularly even on in my work. It's like listening to my body, like feeling the tension, paying attention to that, knowing when I need to rest more, knowing when I can push it a little bit more, knowing when I maybe need to take an off day because my stress levels, I'm feeling more tension in my body. I've really, really learned over this past year how important it is to be in tune with your body, to be in tune with your mind and your emotions, and to make adjustments based on that. And that's helped me to be more consistent with my workouts, with my productivity, with everything else in my life by just simply paying attention to my body and paying attention to my mind. It's been super, super important. So that's number five, is listen to your body. Number six is ask. Okay, so like I mentioned just before, ask for help. Okay, ask for help. It's okay to ask for help. I said before, like you can only save you, but you can still ask for help. Ask people, can you help me with this? Are you available for this? Ask. You're going to be really surprised at the amount of people who actually are willing to help you. And then at the end of the day, when you do get your no's, keep working at it yourself and don't sit back. And that's where the you can only save yourself came in, right? People, I think sometimes they ask for help, and then when they don't get it, they're like, well, that's it. Like, I guess I give up. No, like, ask for help. Tell people, like, you have to communicate as well, like, what you want. I don't know how many times I've had people who have told me they need my help, but they don't tell me, like, how they want my help. They don't tell me what kind of help they need. They don't, like, be specific and ask people or things or corporations, like, how you need help. And ask. And a big way that I learned this was on my podcast, was on this podcast. It was, you know, there's a number of guests that I asked and I didn't even expect an answer back. And I got it. And so you just never know the opportunities when you just simply ask. And asking other people, other corporations, that's one thing. But also, getting a little bit spiritual here, but you know, ask yourself for things. Ask whether it's God or the universe or whatever it is that you believe in. Ask for things. Ask yourself the right questions. Ask yourself, how am I going to create the success that I'm looking for in my life? Ask yourself, how am I going to lose weight? How am I going to get to that, you know, lose that next 5 pounds? Ask yourself the questions and you'll start to come up with the answers. Ask other people questions and they'll give you answers. Ask for support. Ask for opportunities and you will be surprised at what comes back to you. Ask. That's number six. Number seven, connection is everything. Now, this is something I've always believed in my life, but it's something that I continue to reflect on every single year, is the power of connection and how you never know what connection will lead to where. The best example that I have of this is my wife, Melissa. We met when we were in martial arts when we were kids. And that connection, we lost connection, and then years later, reconnected again, fell in love, had kids, right? We're married. Like, you never know where each connection might lead you in your life. And so creating connections has just been something that's been so massive for me. And again, that's one of the main reasons why I do this podcast. Obviously, I want to help put out content for everybody. I want to help empower people and give people the tools in order to live their lives better. But it's also been a great way for me to connect with other people that I maybe otherwise wouldn't have connected with, right? And those connections can lead to various places in your life. And so don't underestimate the connections that you make on a daily basis. And my advice and what I'm going to be doing as I look ahead to 2023 is focus on making those stronger connections, making deeper connections, and continuing to make more connections that could lead to anywhere. So number seven is connection is everything. Don't underestimate the power of your connections. Number eight is people take mindlessly. Be in control of your own boundaries. So this is the thing is, you know, I think human nature is that we will continue to take until somebody stops giving. And I've learned this the hard way in my life many times where, you know, I'm a giver. I'm somebody, my wife and I both, like, we're givers. We want to help people. We offer our help. If we don't have money, we offer our time. If we don't have time, you know, we offer our emotional support or whatever the case might be. But we're givers. We want to give, 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 and help, help, help. And there comes a time where that gets to be destructive. And a great, I'm going to botch this quote, but I read a great quote from somewhere and it was, you know, if you're constantly giving from a tree that's like still growing, then it's impossible to give long term, right? And so rather work on growing something that allows you to give long term, that allows you to give in abundance. And so in order to do that, I've learned that I need to set boundaries for myself, that in order to achieve what I want to achieve in my life, I can't always be offering up everything for everyone. And I have to recognize when the giving is being abused. And when that happens, you have to start to set boundaries. Not necessarily like cutting people off or just saying like, I'm not going to help this person anymore or give to this person anymore, but recognizing when you're maybe being abused in that way. Again, not maliciously, human nature. If somebody's going to continue to offer their support to me, then my instinct is most likely to continue to take that support, right? But it's up to you to recognize when your support is being taken for granted or being abused. And then it's up to you to decide, where are the boundaries that I need to set to start to create a little bit more of a balance here. And that's a difficult thing. It's a really, really difficult thing, especially when you are somebody who likes to give, which most people who are listening to this, I'm sure, you're givers as well, right? But set those boundaries for yourself and really start to understand how much you can give, and who's taking what as well, and whether there's a balance or whether there's a distribution imbalance there. That's been an important lesson for me over the last year. So number eight was people take mindlessly, be in control of your boundaries. Number nine, try new things. Okay. I tried a number of new things this past year. I did jiu-jitsu for the first time. It was fantastic. That was before the concussion and other injuries that have followed. Looking forward to getting back to that eventually. Running this retreat, this New Year Ninja retreat that's coming up at the end of this month for the first time. Like, when you try new things, even though it's oftentimes very scary, even though it's so uncomfortable, where we try to do new things, where we try to attempt new things, that's where the learning happens. That's where we get all these lessons from, right? All these lessons that I learned were, you know, most of them from trying something new, right? From trying to do something a different way, or taking a lesson and trying something different from that lesson as well. Like talking about with me getting my concussion and like taking that as a lesson and now trying different things, trying to go to a tournament with a different mindset and those types of things. That's how we become better people. That's how we grow, is by trying new things, figuring out what worked, what didn't work, what I liked, what I didn't like. You're going to try new things, a new exercise routine, a new type of workout, a new sport, and you're going to realize that you have skills that you didn't recognize before that you had, that you're able to do things that you didn't know that you could do before, and that you like things that you didn't realize that you liked before. This really helps us grow as individuals. This really helps us develop as leaders. Try new things. Don't be afraid to try something. Even if you're like hell-bent on the fact that you probably won't like this thing, try it. If you haven't tried it, try it. Right? And I just think that there's so much benefit to just creating new opportunities. And, you know, you try something new, you meet a new person, a new connection. And that connection could lead anywhere, like we just talked about. Like, you just never know what new experiences are going to bring you. And so I highly encourage you and myself going into 2023 to continue to try new things. Continue to try things that are unexpected for you and for the people around you, and just see what happens. So number nine, try new things. That's how we learn. And number 10. This is one that I've talked a lot about recently, but it's that purpose is powerful. You know, knowing what you want makes it so much easier for you to know what you need to do. So by creating more alignment in what your purpose is, right? In spending time and figuring out why you do what you do, what makes you tick, what makes you feel fulfilled in life, what makes you feel like your life is worth something. When you really start to ask yourself those questions, like what really gets me going? Like, what drives me to be successful? Why do I wake up in the morning? When you start to ask yourself those questions and when you start to explore those answers, it makes it a lot easier for you to decide which new things should I try next? What exercises should I be doing? How should I be eating? How should I approach this relationship? How do I approach this problem? Like, you got to ask yourself, like, what type of person do I want to be? Right? And when you ask yourself questions like that, what type of person do I want to be? What's my purpose for living? What do I want to achieve out of this life? When you ask those types of questions, then when you get to a crossroads about a decision that you're going to make, you can look back at that. You can reflect on, like, okay, what type of person do I want to be? I want to be the type of person that lifts other people up. Now, when you're crossed with that decision, you can ask yourself, you know, instead of asking myself, do I do A or B? I say, which of these decisions makes me the type of person that lifts other people up. Your purpose is powerful. That makes that decision extremely easy in most cases to say, this is the one that makes me the person that lifts other people up and not this one. And I really, really believe that when you follow your purpose, you do start to take the right chances. You do start to take the right risks. You do start to take the right actions for you. And that's something that's really, really powerful because as we know, those actions turn into habits and those habits turn into the results in our life. And so number 10, your purpose is powerful. Get clear on your purpose. Question your purpose. Reflect on it. Explore it. Share it with other people. Understand your purpose, and you're going to start to understand your actions, what actions you need to take, and you're going to start to get really clear on the direction of your goals and of your life. These are my top 10 lessons from 2022. Now, this is something, this list that I made, it'll probably change as over the next, you know, the course of the next month to 2 months. I will continue to reflect on the last year. I'll continue to reflect on the past month. And I encourage you to do the same thing. I encourage you to continue to reflect, continue to ask yourself the difficult questions and take the last year and see how those lessons from your last year is going to develop this next year for you. How are the lessons from 2022 going to shape the direction that you take in 2023? I thank you for joining me on this episode of the Wellness Dojo podcast. Reach out. Let me know. I'm really curious looking back at the last year as well. I've been really looking back at all the episodes that we've done over 2022 and even before that. And, you know, what my favorite episodes were, what some of the big takeaways were from some of these episodes. So I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me on social media. Let me know, like, what is your best episode? What's your favorite episode that we did this year? Or what's your favorite lesson or number one takeaway that you've gotten from either the guests that we've had on or just the conversations that we've had? What's been the thing that sticks with you the most from these? And what would you like to see moving forwards into 2023? I really appreciate and value your feedback. And I think it's just fun to hear kind of what has stood out to people. So please share that. I'd love to hear it. And we'll see you soon. See you in the next episode. Thank you. For additional support or to work with one of us one-on-one, go to our website, www.wellnessdojo.ca. You can also find us on Instagram, at wellnessdojoyyc, or on all other social media platforms searching The Wellness Dojo. We'll see you in the next episode.